time. I'll hang up.
I understand.
Hold on one
I've
second.
I've been on about 30 minutes.
Yeah, I know. It takes a while to get on. Hold on. I'll help you out. That's it for today. Be back tomorrow. I got enough calls. I got a sexy call for tomorrow. Good show today. Great stories. Lentil, KGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland. It's 1 o'clock.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. The Obamas have arrived in London. It is the first stop on the president's eight-day European tour. At the heart of the meetings, talks about the global economic meltdown. Protests and big ones are expected during the G20 summit. With more, we go live to London. Here's ABC's Ann Compton.
At sunset, Sherry, President and Mrs. Obama stepped off Air Force One and into a whirlwind week testing his leadership on the world stage. He's here in London to listen and lead at Thursday's economic summit. French President Sarkozy is already threatening to walk out if there are not tough new regulations on the financial system. And thousands of anti-banking demonstrators are set to flood the streets here, targeting the heart of the financial crisis. Sherry?
ABC's Ann Compton live. Back home, the Senate continues debating the president's budget, with congressional Republicans continuing to balk over the cost.
The budget being presented by the president spends too much, it taxes too much, and it borrows too much from our kids and grandkids.
House Minority Leader John Boehner. Home prices across the country plummeted again in January. Here's ABC's Charles Herman.
With housing prices off 29% from their peak, prices are where they were 6 years ago in 2003. It's as if the housing bubble had never happened. And the latest figures released today indicate housing prices are continuing to drop. Economists worry we haven't seen the end, as rising foreclosures will push prices down even more.
First, peanut butter. Now the FDA is warning people to avoid pistachio nuts for a few days until it comes out with a list of brands and products that may contain salmonella. Richard Matoyan is with the Western Pistachio Association.
We just hope that FDA comes out very quickly with a more refined statement about which pistachios to avoid, because the vast majority of the pistachios are not tainted. They're clean. They're safe to eat.
Checking the markets just before the close, Dow up 96 points, NASDAQ up 22. You're listening to ABC News.
You can't see me right now, but I just slipped into my pajamas, and I'm going straight to college. How is this possible? Because you can go to college online and never leave your home. Using your computer to get an online degree is really smart and easy. In fact, people with a degree, on average, earn $1 million more in their lifetime. So, how do you find a good online school? Well, get your computer and go online. Education Connection is a free service that connects hundreds of people each day to the best online colleges. And you don't want to pick the wrong online school. So ladies, slip on your cute little PJs. And guys, get your rope, please. And go to college online. Log on now for your free personality test that will help match you to the right school. This is a $75 value, and it's yours free. So log on now.
Log on now to 4EducationMatching.com. 4EducationMatching.com. That's 4EducationMatching.com. 4EducationMatching.com.
Heavy snow and blizzards have hit North Dakota and the Northern Plains in the past few days, bringing 10 inches of snow to Fargo. National Weather Service meteorologist Mike Hudson's there.
It's not unusual to see snowstorms up here in the Red River Valley, the upper Midwest, in the latter part of March or early April. Certainly snowfalls of over a foot are fairly exceptional in just about any part of the country, and the Northern Plains is no exception.
That area has seen some major flooding recently. So far, even with the winds, the levees have been holding. Is the air your child is breathing at school safe? The EPA wants to find out. That's why it's spending over $2 million on new tests. Here's ABC's Matt Gutman.
Models using EPA data have found the air outside dozens of schools around the country contain carcinogens far beyond the acceptable limit.
What we really need now is real data, and that's what this effort is about.
The EPA's chief, Lisa Jackson, said the data presents worst-case scenarios, but she understands parents' concern.
The fact remains that every single school child deserves to be protected when they're at school.
Factories and major highways near schools are the major polluters. Matt Gutman, ABC News.
Trade you two Ponzi's for a Madoff. The Topps company is issuing a set of trading cards this summer, dubbed the world's biggest hoaxes, hoodwinks, and bamboozles. Among the featured con artists, Bernard Madoff, his predecessor, Charles Ponzi, the man behind the phrase Ponzi scheme. Most of the Enron managers also get their own cards. This is ABC News.
When was the last time you got a second chance to save thousands of dollars? If you owe the IRS or state at least $15,000, American Tax Relief is offering you a second chance to eliminate up to 85% of your delinquent taxes. Look, your tax problem could get worse unless you get help. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation. You could save up to 85% on your delinquent taxes. Call 800-539-9208. That's 800-539-9208.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Brett Burkhardt. Police in Tracy are talking with two people of interest who live near the home where an 8-year-old girl vanished on Friday. The family is hoping for a break in the case as early as this afternoon. The U.S. House of Representatives and the Oakland City Council will both consider resolutions today honoring the lives of four Oakland police officers who were shot and killed by a wanted parolee earlier this month. Some California congressmen want an exemption to the Federal Endangered Species Act to get water flowing to Central Valley Farms hurt by reductions in water deliveries. And with the KGO 24-hour traffic check, it's Terry Rouse.
South San Jose, northbound 101 after Hellier, solo crash cleared from the roadway. A flatbed tow truck, though, on the scene now. You're slow through San Francisco, northbound 101 between the 80 Merge and Octavia. Add it up. New Bank of America. Earn cash back from your online purchases through the Add It Up website at hundreds of participating retailers. Visit bankofamerica.com/add it up to learn more. Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Mostly sunny today, a little bit warmer, cool and clear tonight. Mostly sunny for tomorrow with highs in the mid-60s in San Francisco's mid-70s inland. Next chance of rain is late Sunday. 60 in San Francisco and on your radio, it's 810. KGO News Talk 810. I'm Brett Burkhardt, KGO Radio News.
Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program once again. So a doctor's out on his morning walk. He notices an older lady sitting on her front step, smoking a cigar, wearing glasses, and a tiara. So he walks up there and he says, "I couldn't help but notice how happy you look. What's your secret?" She says, "Well, I smoke 10 cigars a day. Before I go to bed, I smoke a nice big joint. Apart from that, I drink a whole bottle of Jack Daniels every week and eat only junk food. On weekends, I pop pills, I have a lot of sex, and I don't exercise at all." "That's absolutely amazing. How old are you?" 34, she says. There's your health lesson for today. All right, you would think, here's a dentist, a door-to-door dentist, accused of doing a little more than pulling teeth. The deputies say he groped a female patient after he gave her drugs. It does not appear this fella is even a licensed dentist, but it's the details here and a far comment that's great. Detectives say this dentist worked out of a pickup truck. Inside, they found plenty of dental equipment, including the drugs they say he used to take advantage of his patient. In the back of the truck, I don't know why I'm laughing. The image of this is just too much. They found a makeshift dental chair. Actually, it was a glorified lawn chair. Comment on FAR, because if your dentist's office consists of a long chair in the back of a pickup truck, you might want to think about finding a new dentist. Sometimes you read these stories, and you couldn't make it up. What are people thinking? And it's the same audience, same Americans out there who are trying to help sort their way through the complexities of all these phony, baloney, holistic alternative cures and supplements and all that. And I hear a story like that and it says, "Oh, brother, this is going to be a long haul." Hey, how about this? Here is the first nudist hotel planned here in Germany. Guests will be required to remove their clothing at the entrance. You must be naked at all times while on the premises, according to strict house rules that have already been posted on the internet. The rules state all guests must put towels down on chairs and lounges before using them. There will be no sexual harassment, and all sexual activity, of course, in commonly accessible rooms is strictly forbidden. People who break the rules? That's another one. You have to put your clothes on. What a punishment. Let me get this right. I break the rules, and you're going to make me put my clothing on so I can sit there and enjoy the scenery. Also going to have nude hiking. I also thought, boy, in this time when the airlines are charging for checked luggage, this is a beauty. This is a vacation made for carry-on, wouldn't you say? This is really interesting, this next one. Here's a mother. I'm going to do this briefly. Accused of killing her son. She's agreed to plead guilty to a lesser charge. But let's talk about it first. They denied this couple, actually it's a little cult, a 16-month-old boy food and water because he didn't say amen at mealtime. After he died, they prayed over his body for days, expecting a resurrection, and then packed it into a suitcase with mothballs. They left it in a shed in Philadelphia where it remained for a year before detectives found it last spring. The child's mother and others are on trial for murder. But here's the kicker. Psychiatrists who evaluated the mother at the request of a judge concluded she was not criminally insane. Her attorney said the doctors found that her beliefs were indistinguishable from religious beliefs, in part because they were shared by those around her. Quote, she wasn't delusional because she was following a religion, said the lawyer, describing the findings of the doctor's psychiatric evaluation. Well, this is, I mean, we've talked about this before. Why should the religion label excuse delusional beliefs? And if the son is resurrected, of course, I mean, it's a whole far comment here. The charges against her must be dropped. So it really raises a fascinating question, doesn't it? Where is that line between delusion and hallucination and psychosis? And I'm not picking any religion here or claiming that your beliefs are religious. Is this person really insane or sane? And if you really go by, you know, the strict adherence to the rules of objective thinking, then you would have to say that a lot of the, quote, beliefs that people have under the heading of their particular religion are really psychotic. You know, it's seeing things that aren't there, believing in things that aren't there, etc., which is a definition of it. So it'll be interesting to see how that case turns out. And, of course, my favorite story of the month, told you yesterday about skiing over the weekend. I'm not a great skier. Took the kids to Utah. And it's the first time I've skied in a long time, and I'm really, really sore. But some parts of my body is still working okay. I was kind of surprised. It may be because I'm a coffee drinker. A cup of coffee does more than energize you. It will kill the pain of athletic exertion. And it works whether you are a heavy coffee drinker or not, and that's unusual. Caffeine works on a system in the brain and spinal cord, the adenosine neuromodulatory system, forget the word, that is heavily involved in pain processing. And since caffeine blocks adenosine, the biochemical that plays an important role in energy transfer and exercise, he speculated it could reduce pain. So they had competitive cyclists, the researchers of competitive cyclists, divide college-age males into two distinct groups. Those of everyday caffeine consumption was extremely low to non-existent, and those who take in an average 400 milligrams a day, that's 3-4 cups a day. And then they had some of them take a pill with caffeine, some without it. Make a long story short, and they measured the pain in the quadriceps muscle, their thigh muscle, recorded regular interviews. What we saw is something we did not expect. Caffeine-naive individuals and habitual users have the same amount of reduction in pain during exercise after caffeine consumption. Now, caffeine's used in a lot of sports. I mean, it's legal. A certain blood level of caffeine's legal in cycling. I assume that's still the rules, and this may be another reason why cyclists tend to use caffeine. This is a little tough, difficult to explain, but making drinking water available to kids at school helps reduce the risk of becoming overweight. As you know, a lot of schools are taking the sugar-sweetened sodas and juices out of the vending machines. This is a German study looking at whether providing elementary schools with filtered water and encouraging kids to drink it would affect the odds of becoming overweight. And they found water consumption went up over the study period, but the intake of sugar-sweetened drinks did not. And they're not quite sure why, but water itself has a benefit, she said. First of all, the odds of a kid becoming overweight went way down if they were water drinkers. And the researchers say a couple of things here I've never heard of. She said, some studies have shown that general hydration influences metabolism, that water might have a thermogenic effect. In other words, calorie burning effect. This is a study of 3,000 kids. The researchers say the water program is most beneficial to kids who'd been on the verge of becoming overweight at the outset. I've also seen studies that claim you drink a lot of water before you sit down to eat, you're going to eat less. You know, water has volume, takes up volume. Tonsillectomies. Kids who undergo a tonsillectomy are way more likely to become overweight in the years after the surgery. Another one. No one knows why it is. It's the second study linking tonsillectomy to accelerated weight gain. And I'm trying to think, like, if you have a really sore throat all the time, you're not going to eat so much. Maybe eating irritates you. And so afterwards, you eat more? I have no idea. I love this one. Something I've been telling you for 30 years. If you don't like getting on a treadmill, and I could never get on a treadmill, sit there walking and going nowhere, you know, take a walk, give me a break. Ugh, boring. You're not going to last. That's why most of your treadmills are in your garages, sitting there under a pile of other junk. This is a plea coming from the American College of Sports Medicine based on some research. Get out and play. Play is the perfect antidote. The reporter wrote it, says, the perfect anecdote for when your exercise routine starts to feel more like a chore than an activity of enjoyment. My pleas, I've been telling you this all a long time, I told you that, it's in my books, is if you don't enjoy it, you're not going to do it. So, to rediscover your inner child, visit a playground. Toss a frisbee, take a hike, go rock climbing, pick up a hula hoop, or dance. 150-pound adult can burn more than 300 calories an hour by dancing. If you spent your childhood outside exploring, head out the front door. Try geocaching, outdoor treasure hunt game using GPS. You don't need to be young to reap the calorie-burning, mind-stimulating benefits of play. The power of play for adults lies simply in focusing on the joy of moving, having fun, not taking yourselves too seriously. And it's having fun. You got to give yourself permission to play, though. Even 10, 15 minutes. I love this line. Unplug and dance. Here comes. Life is too short to spend it checking your email. Isn't that it in a nutshell? Let's see. All right. You know, Obama, he got nailed in that town hall meeting. He said among the most popular questions he got asked about legalizing marijuana, taxing it, etc. I don't know. He joked a little too much. I don't think he handled it well. I really don't. It's a serious issue. You have any idea what we're spending right now to enforce ridiculous marijuana laws, incarcerating people in prison, what we're paying? And he said the idea was a favorite among the 3.5 million people who voted on more than 100,000 questions submitted to the White House website. I just think, you know, he joked. I guess that was my objection. It is a serious issue. I'm not saying you got to go one way or the other, but it has to be taken seriously. Drugs are a terrible problem in our society, and finding a new way of dealing with it, which is what he has pledged, he's giving back the states the right to deal with drug policy as opposed to marijuana, as opposed to the federal way of dealing with it. And, you know, we'll see, because there's a lot of pushback. Here's, by the way, an interesting study on pot smoking and driving. Young men who are impulsive thrill seekers are more likely to admit to driving high on marijuana. And you might say, whoa, that's terrible. Well, this is a classic case in thinking. It turns out men who admit to driving while high in marijuana are impulsive thrill seekers. These men would be driving irresponsibly anyway. Right? People who get behind the wheel after smoking pot are also, by nature, more likely to be dangerous drivers. You see, so we would blame any mishap on the marijuana as opposed to looking at the personality of the person who's doing that. And just to tell you how frustrating these things are, and you can pass all the laws you want, people will find a way. Inhalants remaining a popular drug choice for teens. So you can make all the drugs that you can think of illegal, right? You've got, 4 or 5% of kids using inhalants. That's anything they can find in a drugstore, in a hardware store, glue, lighter fluid, spray paint, shoe polish, etc., etc. Go on. Ban all those. Require a driver's license and fill out a form to go buy shoe polish. Is that how you're going to do it? Of course not. Also, same subject. Make abortion illegal. This is a very sad story. teens in rural America self-inducing abortions with chemicals intended to abort livestock. We've created a situation, and I'm wondering, in the world of today where abortion is legal, that these kids are drinking poison and risking death. Well, part of it is they don't want to talk to their parents about it. There are so many failures represented in this article. My point is that laws often don't change behaviors. If you made abortion illegal, and in countries where it is illegal, it's still done. And the mayhem and the death and the mishaps are more. They are more. Real quickly here. Nah, I'm not going to get to this. What can I tell you? I wanted to cram it in there. Okay, I'll tell you what. Let me tell you what else I want to do in the program, and we'll get to those other stuff in the next program. I think you're going to really find this interesting and shocking. It's a simple question. When are women most likely to go shopping and make extravagant impulse buys? When? You think about that, you'll be surprised by the answer. I'm Dr. Dina Dell, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255.
Did you know the most common cause of blindness in people aged 60 and over is a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, or AMD? The good news is that wet AMD doesn't happen overnight, though in some people it can develop very quickly. It begins with symptoms including wavy lines, hazy vision, and blurriness. So if you aren't seeing clearly, see an eye doctor and get checked out right away. Because early detection followed by proper treatment by a retina specialist is key. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
Who's ready to hear some fun facts about Geico? All right, let's give it a go, shall we? First, over 3 million drivers switched to Geico last year. Second, Geico received a customer satisfaction rate of 97%. Third, Geico has been providing car insurance for over 70 years. Whoa, hold up a tick. These aren't fun facts at all. These are financially sound facts. We've been duped.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Hello, I'm your eyes.
And I'm your nose, with something very important to discuss with you this allergy season.
That's right. Nose and I, we both suffer from seasonal allergy symptoms, so we want to be treated together.
That's why we want you to ask our doctor about Veramist Nasal Spray. Prescription Veramist Fluticasone Furoate is one medicine that's FDA approved to treat both seasonal nasal
and seasonal eye symptoms in patients 12 and older.
Veramist treats me when I'm runny, stuffy, itchy, and sneezing.
Plus, treats my watery, itchy red eyes. Veramist is one medicine approved to treat all that.
For best results, use once daily. Side effects may include nosebleed, nasal sores, or nasal fungal infection. Eye problems, including glaucoma or cataracts, may occur. So have regular eye exams. Results may vary. Maximum benefit may take several days. Don't spray in eyes.
Tell it, nose.
All together now.
Veramist. For our seasonal nasal and eye allergy symptoms. One for all.
To learn more, talk to your doctor. See our ad in health. Call 866-9-VERAMIST or visit Veramist.com.
With spring and summer just around the corner, and if you're tired of looking at your old, cracked up, discolored, or stained concrete driveway, patio, or sidewalk, then it's time for you to call ACF Incorporated, Paverstone Experts, to beautify your home. ACF specializes in residential driveways, patios, and sidewalks, and is rapidly becoming known as the Bay Area's biggest and best interlocking paverstone installation contractor, while offering the best reasonable prices with integrity. We are currently offering special financing, such as no deposits, no payments, and deferred interest if paid in full by September 2009 on approved credit. Call ACF Paverstone Experts to schedule your free interlocking paverstone estimate toll-free at 1-877-ACF-6565. That's 1-877-ACF-6565. And be sure to visit us online at www.acfconcrete.com.
Available in all states.
A love hangover is one thing. For everything else, you do need a cure. And that's why there's Dr. Dina Dell. Now available simply by dialing 800-548-TALK. This is Heather, standing by at 800-548-8255.
welcome back to the program. Let's talk to Lisa. How you doing, Lisa?
Hey there. I've got a question for you. I have gotten cold sores since I was, I don't know, like 8 years old. I don't know how I got them, but I've gotten them since I was a little kid, and I hate them. And I wanted to know, because you've mentioned the vaccine for them before, is there any progress there? And would that be something that would help someone like me, or is it just for people who've never been exposed?
Well, first of all, how you got it? It's a virus, as you know. Assuming it's cold sores, not canker sores, and most people know when they have cold sores. Most of us have that virus. And for some people, it keeps coming back and back and back. Now, the question is there anything that you're doing that could increase your risk of them recurring? We know certain things do increase the risk of a cold sore. It's a herpes virus. Herpes virus 1, herpes virus 2. Herpes virus 2 is a genital type herpes. Herpes virus 1 is the type that occurs around your lip. And they switch back and forth, by the way. So here's the deal. Sunlight, UV light can precipitate them. The evidence about stress, there's a strong possibility that stress can induce them. I think any trauma at all to the tissue. We've done similar studies, for instance, with genital herpes. If you take a man who has the virus, and as I said, most of us have had a herpes virus, and expose him naked to the sunlight, a sunburn in the genital area will cause an outbreak of the herpes virus. So it is there, it is in your skin, it is there forever. But why, and that's when it's transmissible mostly when you have lesions, but why it pops out in some people, sometimes we just don't have an answer. I just gave you a couple of reasons. Right now, there's no vaccine. We're working furiously on it, and you can see why the problem exists, because even when you get it, you don't develop immunity. You think about other viruses. When you get the virus, you're immune forever afterwards. This is one virus that has cleverly learned how to evade the immune system, and your immune system does not seem to be able to get rid of it, so making a vaccine is a little more difficult, as you can see. So I'm afraid that's it. Try to avoid, use sunscreen, and anything you put on your lips is one thing you can do. Avoid trauma. Think about stress. Maybe keep a health diary and see if that works. And of course, you can take a medication. And I don't know how to decide whether you should or not, because people who get them very frequently might benefit from taking the medication. You have to take it every day, and it does work. Question is, if you get an outbreak once every, 6 months, is it worth taking medication every day? When you start to get an outbreak, you can take the medication, but it doesn't really decrease the time that you have it very much. All right, let's talk to John in Nebraska. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Dean?
Yes, sir.
Had a question about, I've been having for about 5 years your typical male pattern hair loss. And barber told me to do a couple things they said that could slow it down, and I was wondering if this is true or not. One of them was, they said to come in every 6 weeks and get the ends trimmed. And the other one was to use a product that they called Nioxin. And I was wondering, do either of those things really help slow it down? And if going in for the trim does, how often should I do that?
I can't imagine how anybody could come up with an explanation why trimming your ends would have anything to do with the hair follicle and hair loss. That's nonsense. I wouldn't trust anything they say. Of course, trimming your ends, getting a haircut's not a bad thing. And Nioxin is just one of 1,000 products out there making a lot of claims that are scientifically not supportable. A mix of herbs and nutrients and stuff like that. What I don't understand is there are two drugs that you can buy over the market, most famous of which is Rogaine. And as far as science goes, that is the best thing out there. But even that doesn't work in everybody, and many people are disappointed. You kind of got to try it to see. I've seen men who really got a lot of help from it, and men for whom it didn't seem to do much. So you don't have to turn to all this other stuff, which is often many, many times more expensive, when there's a product out there with scientific research behind it that can help with hair loss. After that, I'm afraid in terms of what men seem to want, is that full, thick, rich head of hair, you're looking at hair implants, plugs, which is really, really successful, and it works when it's done right. It's time consuming, and yes, it's expensive, but I see men, they spend money left and right for other worthless products, and they could have spent the money and got it done right and had a result that they're going to be happy with. Or, when it gets to another point, you just change your hairstyle and you can just shave it all off, and that's a cool, hip kind of a look these days. But I know of no over-the-counter product. A lot of them, by the way, have Rogaine in them, by the way, some of these other over-the-counter products, so be careful of that. I'm Dr. Dina Dell. 1-800-548-TALK. When do women shop?
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. The Tulare County Company at the center of a nationwide pistachio recall says it believes the salmonella contamination is likely not from a human or animal source inside their plant. Protecting the endangered Delta smelt is resulting in cuts in water deliveries to Central Valley Farms, so some California members of Congress are asking for an exemption to the Federal Endangered Species Act to get water flowing again. On Wall Street today, the Dow Industrials picked up just under 87 points to close at 7,609, NASDAQ up 27 at 1528, and the S&P 500 at 1034 at 798. Lloyd Lindsay Young says mostly sunny and a little warmer this afternoon. Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code FREETIME to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset, too. Remember that code, FREETIME. To qualify for the free VoIP headset, WebEx, now part of Cisco, used by over 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code FREETIME. WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Are you being hunted down by the IRS? Have they put liens on your home and bank account? Are you facing wage garnishments and more taxes than you could ever afford to pay? You can end this nightmare today. Get ready to write down a number that will give you the power to stand up to the IRS. One quick free call to Power Tax Relief is the beginning of the end of your IRS nightmare. Power Tax Relief has saved thousands of Americans millions of dollars. If you're afraid of losing everything, don't wait another day. Don't delay another hour. Call Power Tax Relief right now. Here's that number. 1-888-431-3399. That's your direct line to Power Tax Relief. Now you have the power to stand up to the IRS and end your tax nightmare. Call 1-888-431-3399. That's 1-888-431-3399. Call Power Tax Relief, the most trusted name in tax relief, because the relief is real. 1-888-431-3399. Call now.
I heard about this company dumping toxins in local rivers, and I called their executives to say stop, but I never got through to anyone except secretary after secretary. In the meantime, the rivers are being destroyed, birds and fish are dying, and the local kids are getting sick with cancer. So I organized a huge protest, and we actually got the company shut down. And everyone starts celebrating until we realize that half the town's now unemployed. The welfare offices can barely handle the overload. People are being kicked out of their homes. And to top it all off, the rivers are still contaminated. The birds and fish are still dying. And most of the kids with cancer are twice as sick because they can't get the health care they need since their parents lost the health insurance they had when they worked for the company that dumped all the toxins in the first place.
Saving the world isn't easy, but saving a life is. And just one pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Visit bloodsaves.com to learn more. This public service announcement was brought to you by the Ad Council.
Why was that driver in such a hurry? He saw the car in the other lane stop, and he decided to go around it. He wasn't looking for my mom in the crosswalk. Really miss her.
Please, look for pedestrians. When a car stops in front of you, slow down and be prepared to stop. Someone may be crossing the street. Think of the impact you can make. A message from the Federal Highway Administration.
Void where prohibited.
I'm Dean Adell asking for your donation to the 29th annual KGO Leukemia Cure-a-thon. We will find the cure to blood cancers with your help. Please send whatever you can to KGO Cure 900 Front Street, San Francisco 94111 or donate online at KGOradio.com. And listen, April 3rd starting at 7 p.m. Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adell here. What do you think about this? Women and their shopping habits and their menstrual cycles. In the 10 days before your period begins, women are more likely to make extravagant impulse buys. They believe shopping sprees could be a way for premenstrual women to deal with the emotions of hormone changes. 500 women asked about their shopping patterns. 153 women in a sample who are in the later stages of their cycle tended to have less control of their spending. Spending was less controlled, more impulsive, more excessive for women in the luteal phase. Luteal phase is after you ovulate. Spending behavior tends to be a reaction to intense emotions. They're feeling stressed or depressed, more likely to go shopping to cheer themselves up and using it to regulate emotions. And it's a socially sanctioned way to deal with emotional overload compared to turning to drink or drugs. Well, I don't know. Now I'm interested in whether this could relate to shopaholism. Is it sanctioned? I don't know. Running up your credit card? That's culturally. Yeah, of course. This is America. You know, we've been teaching people you must be in debt to be successful and realize a great American dream. And, of course, that caught up with us pretty quickly, right? Let's talk to Susan. How are you doing, Susan?
It's parvo.
Pardon me?
I was just diagnosed with parvo.
Parvovirus.
Yes, parvovirus. And I
Are you pregnant?
No.
Okay.
I'm a special ed teacher, and I work with low-income children who have been sick the last few months. And I have sore, swollen hands, knees, feet. I have itchy feet. I have a rash on my legs and chills.
Mm.
The doctor said that I should be fine in a week, but I went online, and I see people writing that they've had it for months.
It should go away quickly. I'd be very careful of, you know, searching online in that particular way, because what happens, you take 10,000 people who get a condition like this that's supposed to go away in a week. And then a lot of people think they're still sick. Maybe they're not. Maybe it's something else. And, you know, maybe 20 people feel like that. But they're the ones who post these, the postings. Post the posting. That's good English. And then that makes you think that everybody's going to go through the same cycle. And it isn't that at all. Parvovirus is called fifth disease. The classic description is, and I say fifth, like a number five, because it's one of the classic childhood illnesses, right? Like chicken pox and all the basic febrile illnesses that kids get. Caused by parvovirus number 19. It's also an animal virus, but you can't get it from animals. They have their own. And they get a slap cheek look. Their cheeks get bright, bright red. They get fevers, etc. About half of adults have already had it and have antibodies to it. You obviously were not one of those. It can be of concern in women who are pregnant and women who have caught this while they're pregnant, who obviously never had it before. 5% of the time, the baby can get a serious anemia, can cause miscarriages, etc. So in your particular case, it should go away. And I would not be swayed by anybody online saying that theirs did not. I mean, it may be possible it can go on for a month. I really can't say for sure, but you know that's the exception. So people, if I got parvovirus and it went away in a week, like the doctor said, I'm not going to go online and post, hey, I had parvovirus, went away in a week. No, I'd post it if I'm still feeling ill, you know, 4 or 5 weeks later. So I would just hang in there. You should feel better. And in a way, I got to hand it to the doctor. It's normally not the first thing a doctor would think of with those kind of symptoms. All right. Let's talk to Howard. How you doing, Howard?
Yeah, Dr. Dean, I have a problem with insomnia. And what I'm trying to do here is I'm trying to get into a daily schedule, okay? And I'm trying to get to bed at 6 in the morning and then wake up 6 hours later at 12 noon and do the things I need to do during the daytime and nighttime, including graveyard hours, until 6 in the morning again when it comes to the time to go to bed again, okay? Now, I'm taking pills to make me drowsy, including Benadryl and Unisom, okay? And those are not working a lot. Sometimes Benadryl make me drowsy, and sometimes Unisom will, but a lot of times they don't work at all. And one thing I'm trying to do is, another thing I'm trying to do is take a hot bath, maybe about 45 minutes or so before I go to bed. That helps to make me drowsy. A lot of times I'll fall asleep in a bathtub, in a hot bath, okay?
Okay.
And another thing I have an idea is to play the most boring piece of classical music that I could possibly obtain to help make me nod off, okay?
Okay,
I love
good.
Classical music, but I'm thinking about if I get a really slow, boring piece of music that's really super boring, it might help me nod off, you know, okay? But I'm wondering also if there's any foods that I could maybe go to the store a few minutes before I take the hot bath, you know, and purchase some foods, and, you know, that might help make me drowsy, go to sleep.
Yeah, okay, let's talk about it. Howard, how come you're going to sleep at 6 in the morning? Do you work all night?
Well, I'm just in the habit of staying up during the night, yeah. I used to work as a security guard.
Yeah. Well, that's your first issue, Howard. Even if you work all night and you think you get going, the human body just doesn't like it. What can I tell you? You will probably never adjust to get to a complete normal cycle by going to bed at 6 o'clock in the morning. So that's the first thing I recommend is start to shift your clock. Otherwise, you're just going to be fighting this for the rest of your life. So let's just make believe that you got that one settled. The things you're talking about are positive. They all can help, but there is a whole deal called sleep hygiene. I've talked about before in this program, having to do with insomnia, and it has to do with what you're attempting to relearn the skills of getting to sleep again. And sleep hygiene says there's certain little sleep, rules. Go online and look up sleep hygiene and get the basics there. First of all, you go in bed. If you don't fall asleep in 5 minutes, you get up, you do something really boring. You know, you do ironing, you do this. You're a classical music lover. I would have a hard time finding any of it boring because if it's boring, it's mellow to me. But try it and do the things that you think are helping you. All those things are good things, but there are a lot of bad habits that we develop when it comes to going to sleep. They teach you how to quiet your mind. A lot of insomnia really has to do with ruminating and what's going on in your mind, thinking about stuff. Maybe you're thinking and worrying. A lot of people have what I call sleep anxiety. When they go to bed, they worry they're not going to be able to fall asleep. Because they have this issue. And that's the worst thing that you can do. And part of sleep hygiene is teaching you how to quiet your mind. It's not just counting sheep. It's just learning certain meditative type techniques to learn how to do that. And you don't watch TV. You know, just a list of things. So I'd get a hold of that. And listen, Benadryl and the other drug you're talking about, doxylamine succinate, they're both mild sleep aids. And indeed, they can be helpful. Some people, they work better than in others. They're over-the-counter. They're benign. I don't have a problem with you using them once in a while, but it doesn't sound like it's working for you. But I think overall, man, going to sleep at 6 in the morning, you're asking yourself, you know, right off the bat, you're asking yourself to do something that would be difficult even for people who get to sleep more easily. Now, you got in a habit, you were a guard, of being up all night. Well, you got in that habit. I would break the habit. And go back again and try to get to sleep in the middle of the night. You'll find it. And yet you can say to me, well, why is that? And I can control the light and the dark and the cycles and all that. And we've done these studies in deep, deep caves where there's no sunlight. And still there's something inside your body that's a clock. And a lot of people do adjust to it. There are people who can go to sleep at 6 in the morning and do just fine. But you're having trouble. So I try to change the time that you go to sleep in addition to all these other suggestions. And indeed, there are no foods that I know of that will do this. You hear the claim, oh, it's turkey and tryptophan. You find in warm milk and all that. Studies have not borne that out. There's not enough tryptophan, nor does tryptophan really reliably put you to sleep. So I'm afraid you're kind of stuck. But I like the things you're doing. You're on the right track and keep up those kind of things. And they should help you. All right. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dean Adell.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code FREETIME to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset, too. Remember that code, FREETIME, to qualify for the free VoIP headset. WebEx, now part of Cisco, used by over 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code FREETIME, WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
How many credit cards have you maxed out just trying to live your life? One, two, more? And now paying even the minimum is killing you. The interest rates alone are eating you alive. It might take you 30 years to pay off what you owe. And the problem isn't going to go away. It's only going to get worse until you call CredX for the free information you need. No, the free information you deserve on how to wipe out up to 60% of your credit card debt, save yourself thousands of dollars of interest, and get out of debt in months, not years. The call is free. You just need to pick up the phone and dial CredX right now. 1-800-811-7116. Let us help you turn all that debt into one affordable monthly payment. You'll get out of debt fast and stay debt free forever. Pick up your phone and dial 1-800-811-7116 and talk to the credit card experts at CredX. 1-800-811-7116. The call is free. The information will set you free. Call 1-800-811-7116. 1-800-811-7116.
Energy Hog to team. Infiltrate the house and waste some energy.
No problem. It's got leaky windows.
And no attic insulation.
Perfect. Now go wild and waste some wattage.
The Mitchell House. A house like many others. Except this one's under attack by energy hogs. They show up anywhere energy is being wasted.
Talk to me, hogs.
The washer. It's not Energy Star rated.
Outstanding. What about the thermostat?
Not programmable.
Looks like we're living high on the hog.
Only one person has the power to get rid of energy hogs. You.
Hold on. Someone's home.
And he's got energy-efficient light bulbs.
To find out how you can fight energy hogs, log on to energyhog.org. You'll find fun games and lots of tips on making your home more energy efficient.
Now he's installing Energy Star appliances.
Not Energy Star. That's it. Get out of there. I'll get you, energyhog.org.
Hey, wait for me.
Brought to you by the Alliance to Save Energy, the Department of Energy, and the Ad Council.
And soon. Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program. Let's talk to Catherine. How you doing, Catherine?
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
My son has hereditary juvenile retinal schisis. It's X-linked recessive, and of course, I am the carrier. I understand that there's a new treatment out for that, and I also understand they are looking into stem cell research that seems to be helping. My son is 31 now.
Hmm.
Any suggestions?
Right. Well, a retinal schisis means the retina itself has split. It would be like, what would it be like? Let's say you took 2-ply toilet tissue. And I don't hate to make an analogy, a comparison to toilet tissue, but and the whole piece of tissue is actually the retina. But if you split between the two layers, that's retinal schisis. And there's a few different forms. And the type you described actually is genetic. The interesting thing with progress in stem cell research is that we have been able to get retinal cells to grow in the eyes of animals and to receive light and to begin to hook up. That's going to be the tricky part when we do something that comes under the heading of transplantation, because you can transplant it, but you got to hook up all the wires. Just you think about a phone cable. You know, with thousands of wires in it, you got to hook up each little cell. It's got to be hooked up to its own little wire to make the connections. And stem cells would seem to me to be the only way this is going to happen, because they would have the knowledge within themselves, the stem cells, to find those hookups as it does in the development of an embryo. And to just take a retina and transplant it into eyeballs, I suppose we'd be able to do that, but it wouldn't do any good because it wouldn't be hooked up. So, yes, I would look for some hope in that. And, you know, this whole issue of genetics is, you know, it's still controversial because there are people out there who would object if you were to have children and we could diagnose this, you know, in embryos. Suppose we got you to produce 5 or 6 embryos in the test tube, and then we pick out the ones that do not carry the gene and then transplant those back into you to have a baby without it. There are people who would deny it to you because of their particular moral outlook. And, of course, it outrages me. What can I tell you? Nobody has a right to tell anybody else how to live their life based on their own particular religious viewpoint. So, yes, I would look to stem cells being a potential for helping with that condition. It's very important, though, that it be diagnosed correctly, and yours sounds like it is, because a lot of people, doctors look at it and think it's a retinal detachment. It's not. You never treat it the same way that you treat a retinal detachment. All right, let's talk to Ted. How you doing, Ted?
Dr. Daniel, thanks for taking my call. I recently had some pain in my, and I still have it, in my right groin area when I move, when I sit up, just about anything. Went to the doctor, and the last sentence says it's compatible with degenerative joint disease in the hip. And I've never heard that before, that the side of my hip doesn't hurt, but it's in the groin area there, and I'm a little stumped.
Yeah, well, tell me, did they x-ray your joint and they saw degeneration?
Yeah, and what they said was the changes are compatible with degenerative joint disease. And they said, I can read to you what they said. They said the femoral head shows erosive changes of the articular surface of the head, multiple cystic lunacies of the head and superior aspect of the neck, and minimal osteopathic formation at the interior aspect of the femoral neck.
Yeah, well, let me ask you a question. And that, because you described it accurately. When you move your hip around, you do feel discomfort and pain, right?
Yes.
Yes.
In the groin area.
Yeah. Yes. Well, first of all, the where you feel pain is not always where the pain is coming from. The classic, of course, would be my left arm hurts, but I'm having a heart attack. You can feel pain from your gallbladder in your back, kidney pain in your back. Your prostate gland can cause you pain in your testicle area. Oh, here is a better example. If I kick you in the testicles, that's that kind of thing to say to a caller. Not many talk show hosts get to say that. You would feel it up in your abdomen, wouldn't you? You know, men know this, so women may not be aware of it, but that's where we feel the pain, not really in the testicle itself. So in the groin, in that particular area, oh, you can get muscle pulls, you can have a hernia, you know, a whole bunch of stuff. But yes, the hip can refer to the groin. You feel it in the groin because of how all the wires hook up. So I would suggest that is what's going on in the meantime. And the proof of it, well, not proof, but what tells me is that you move your hip around and you feel it in that groin, unless it was a muscle thing, which could possibly also cause pain when you move your hip around. The meantime is what they're going to do about it. And, you know, so if you're dealing with it, the pain is not excessive. I would start with the anti-inflammatory medications, go easy on the hip, blah, blah, blah. Maybe someday you'll be headed towards a transplant if the pain gets too bad and nobody can, hip implant if nobody can control it. All right. I'm Dr. Dean Adel, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255.
Attention, female dieters. The following is a public announcement for women age 18 and up who are interested in boosting their love lives while zapping belly fat and cellulite as part of a national weight loss survey. If you qualify to participate, you will receive a free trial of a new high-speed diet pill called Slim Seduction. Originally developed as a libido booster for women, many Slim Seduction users have also reported startling losses of belly fat and cellulite while following a healthy lifestyle plan. And now, you can get a free trial of Slim Seduction if you qualify. Just visit slim27.com. Again, this is a public announcement for women age 18 and up who are interested in enhancing their love lives and losing belly fat and cellulite. But hurry, participation in this national weight loss survey is extremely limited and based on a first-come, first-served basis. To see if you qualify for a free trial of Slim Seduction, Just visit slim27.com. Remember slim27.com. That's slim, then the number 27.com.
With spring and summer just around the corner, and if you're tired of looking at your old, cracked up, discolored, or stained concrete driveway, patio, or sidewalk, then it's time for you to call ACF Incorporated, Paver Stone Experts, to beautify your home. ACF specializes in residential driveways, patios, and sidewalks, and is rapidly becoming known as the Bay Area's biggest and best interlocking paver stone installation contractor, while offering the best reasonable prices with integrity. We are currently offering special financing, such as no deposits, no payments, and deferred interest if paid in full by September 2009 on approved credit. Call ACF Paver Stone Experts to schedule your free interlocking paver stone estimate toll free at 1-877-ACF-6565. That's 1-877-ACF-6565. And be sure to visit us online at www.acfconcrete.com.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code FREETIME to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset, too. Remember that code, FREETIME. To qualify for the free VoIP headset, WebEx, now part of Cisco, used by over 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code FREETIME, WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
728-3002.
Everybody, Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome back. Let's talk to Jacqueline. How are you doing, Jacqueline? Jacqueline? Oh, Jacqueline went away. Okay, Ada, this is Dr. Dell. How are you doing?
Hi.
Hi.
Yesterday I went to the doctor's, and I'm embarrassed to say I went to the emergency room because a blood vessel was folding laundry, came upstairs, looked in the mirror, and I had a pea-sized blood vessel, I guess, pop in my eye, which has never happened before.
We go back and say that again. A pea-sized?
Pea-sized, yeah. Pea-sized, like, blood, just a blood spot, like, on my eye.
Oh, the blood spot. I got you. On the white of your eye. Okay.
Yeah, so then I was freaked out, went to the emergency room because that has never happened to me before. And they basically just told me it was a blood vessel that popped and it'll go away in 2 weeks and don't worry. Silly me goes on the internet and start reading about people who have had aneurysms because of, like, their, I don't know. But regardless.
I've not heard of that. I, in general, this is, to me, the greatest ratio between how awful something looks and how truly benign it is. And you can get it from just bending over to lift up something, from coughing and sneezing, or to while you're sleeping for reasons we don't know why a blood vessel just decides to pop. And I really, it's been such a long time since I've ever heard anybody having a serious disease from that. It looks horrible. It will go away. It'll turn ugly yellow first, and then it'll disappear. Sometimes people poke themselves in the eye while they're sleeping. There's a whole variety of potential causes that we never, ever figure out. Now, if you can think that you did something, you're straining when you were doing something, lifting up something, I that's fine by me. But this is fairly, fairly common, and as I said, totally benign. You'll be just fine. As long as it doesn't hurt and your vision is not affected, and I doubt either one of those are going on. All right, I'm Dr. Dina Dell. Please join us at our next program. Until then, as always, be well.
Hey, it's... Tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was
was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom222.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom222.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 222.com. Freedom222.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Place your hand on your heart. Measure the beats. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's how long it takes to protect your child's life. 5 heartbeats. That's how long it takes to learn about the dangers of pesticides that could be found in your child's classroom. Asthma, lower IQ scores, and cancer have all been linked to prolonged exposure to these toxins. But if you knew there were toxin-free alternatives to pesticides, if you knew you had a voice regarding their use, if you knew you could take action